Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to work on some ending blends, but before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it! Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Write your name at the top of your paper with a pencil. All right, my name, you write your name. And then you can put your pencil down. We are going to do some coloring first. So we are going to look at some words that end with a special blend with two letters, and I want to see if you can hear it. So our first one is k-a-m-p, k-a-m-p, camp, camp. Camp ends with two letters that are an ending blend. M-p, m-p. Yes, it has an M and a P sound at the end. So let's color the tent. Some of it's covered up, but let's color the parts we can see green. The tent is in the camp. Camp ends with an MP. We'll only have MP at the end of a word. It won't start. We'll never have a word that begins with an MP sound. It doesn't work that way, but it does come at the end of camp. And you can think of a word, if I say, take away the k in camp and change it to l, what would you get? Lamp. Lamp ends with our MP ending blend. Camp, lamp. Camp, lamp. What about damp? Damp. That's when something's kind of wet. Maybe it's wet around the tent, around their camp. All right, take two more seconds for your green tent. Two, one. Okay, there is a word in our picture that rhymes with camp, and it is r-a-m-p, r-a-m-p, ramp. Do you see that truck getting ready to go up the little ramp? It's like a little slide. Do you see that? That's a ramp. Sometimes skateboarders use ramps. Maybe you have used a ramp. We have a ramp at our school, so instead of taking the stairs, you could take the ramp. Let's color the ramp brown. Color the ramp brown. Ramp ends the same way as camp, and they rhyme. There's a ramp in the camp. There's a ramp in the camp. They end with the ending blend of mp, mp. Okay. Put down your brown crayon. The truck that is going to go up this ramp, it looks like they're just playing, is a dump truck. Let's talk about the word dump. D-ump. It's a dump truck. It ends the same way as camp and ramp. Dump. Dump. You can hear the M and the P. Let's color the dump truck orange. Any kind of orange works for me. So don't color. It looks like the dump truck is dumping something. Maybe it's dirt. But let's just color the truck part orange. If you want to save the wheels, the tires, and color those black in a minute or use your pencil, that's totally fine. I'm going to do the same. So we won't color the dirt coming out of the dump truck. We'll just color the dump truck. Dump, ramp, camp. All right, I'm just going to use my pencil to color in these tires on the dump truck. I'm just going to color really dark. Okay, and then when you're ready, go ahead and color the dirt or whatever the dump truck is spilling. Go ahead and color that brown. So we're working on the dump truck next to the ramp. Next to the ramp. Okay, do you see another dump truck in our picture? It isn't going to dump its stuff. It's still on the truck. Do you see it? Okay, let's color that dump truck blue. Find a blue crayon. Let's color that dump truck blue. Okay, what if we change the d in dump to l? Lump. There is a lump of dirt in the dump trucks. A lump. Okay. All right, I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to use my pencil to color these tires in. What about if we change the d in dump to hump? A camel has a hump on his back, right? Okay, and then let's color the dirt inside this dump truck brown. So we have an orange dump truck. Dump, I keep saying it's hard to say dump truck when I'm working on ending blends. Okay, so we have an orange dump truck by the ramp, and then we have a blue dump truck by the girl. Okay, go ahead and put down all your crayons. There is another object in our picture that ends in the same way as camp and ramp and dump. Ready? It's jump. Jump ends with our MP. Do you see the boy who is going to jump? It looks like he's already doing it. All right, let's color his shirt red. Any kind of red will work for me. Any kind of red. So we'll color his shirt. He's got a rocket on his shirt. And you can go ahead and color the rocket red too. So jump ends with our MP blending sound. Jump. Take away the j and jump. Take away the j and jump. And let's change it to a b, bump. Hopefully he lands correctly and doesn't get a bump on his head. Let's color his pants blue. Okay, bump and jump, lump and dump. Okay. All right. Do you notice what he is going to jump over? Do you see what he is going to jump over? It's a tree. Do you know what that's called? Stump. Stump has our MP ending blend. Stump. Let's color the stump brown because it's a tree stump. You can sit on that. I don't know if it just depends. Sometimes I'm really good at jumping, and other times, you know what? I fall down and I get a bump. Yep, it's true. So he will jump over the stump. He's not going to sit. He's having so much fun. Jump over the stump. Okay, and then go ahead and color the grass next to the stump. We'll color that green as well. The grass next to the stump. Okay, now let's move on from our MP ending blend and let's look for a new one. Let's try something new. What about if I said to you, wept means she cried or he cried. They wept. They were so sad that they wept. They cried. Do you see someone who wept in our picture? Yeah, the little girl. Maybe it's because she didn't get a turn on the ramp, or she her dump truck doesn't work and she can't spill out the dirt. I don't know why she wept. But there she is, she wept. Let's color her shirt with the polka dots on it. Let's do purple. The polka dots and the shirt can be purple. So she wept. Wept does not have an MP at the end. It does not. It has wept. Can you hear the last two letters in the word wept? Wept. PT. We're not going to begin words with PT, but we can end words with PT. Go ahead and give her some purple pants too, because it's kind of all together here and some purple socks. Kind of together. So she wept. That has a PT ending blend. You can really hear it in the word wept, wept. Wept. Okay, you can put down your purple crayon. Oh, let's give her some purple bows. She's got some bows in her hair. Give her some purple bows. All right, and then let's give her some brown hair. And then while we have our brown crayon, we can give her some brown shoes. So she wept. If we take away the w in wept and we change it to a k, what will we have? Instead of wept, we'll have kept. Maybe she kept her dump truck in the wrong place and it got rained on or something and it doesn't work. I don't know where she kept it next to her, right? Kept, wept. They end with the same ending blend. Okay, what about this? Swept. Do you see the broom? It's leaning against the tent. Let's color the broom, the whole thing, yellow. Now, boys and girls, you might think it's weird to have a broom at a campsite, but this is a true story. I used to camp all the time when I was a little girl with my family, and my mom always brought a broom, and she would sweep the dirt and tidy it up. So she always did that. And after she swept, she slept. Really and truly, she swept and then she slept. Do you see someone who slept in our picture? Yeah, the boy. Maybe he got done sweeping, so he swept and then he got really tired. Let's color the boy who's sleeping. Let's color his shirt orange. Any kind of orange will work for me. Let's color his shirt orange. And then let's color his pants blue. Don't know. After you sweep, you might get tired. So he slept after he swept. That ends with PT, just like wept, wept, slept, swept. Yep. That ends kind of like another word is erupt. Erupt ends with our PT. Okay, so I want you to give him some brown hair too. Give him some brown hair too, and then we'll color the mat or the sleeping bag that he's on. Let's see. So he's got some brown hair, and now let's give him, what would be a good color there? Let's do green. It can match the tent. Give him a green mat to sleep on. He slept really hard. He looks really happy though. He's having some good dreams. He slept after he swept. After he swept. Another word that has that PT ending sound is sculpt, when you make a sculpture. So last thing, we don't have shoes on him. Let's give him some brown shoes, and then we're going to move down to the bottom and start the bottom portion of our page. Okay, go ahead and put down all of your crayons. Find your pencil and look for number one. Okay, the first time we look at these pictures going across number one, we're going to look for pictures that end with our MP, like jump and ramp. Okay, we're looking for the MP sounds only, the MP ending blend. So let's look at number one, insect. No. What about erupt? That volcano is going to erupt. Does that have our MP like jump? No, skip it. Oh, this is a stamp. Stamp. Does that have our M? Yes, circle the stamp. What about toast? No. What about sculpt? No. Ooh, stomp. That boy is going to stomp his foot down. Stump. Yes, that has our MP. Go ahead and circle that. And now this time we're going to go back to number one and we're going to go across and we're going to put a square or a box around the words that have a PT ending sound like slept. Okay, what about insect? Do you hear a PT at the end? Insect. No, I do hear a T, but not a PT. What about erupt? The volcano will erupt. Yes, put a box around that or a square. Don't circle it, box it up. Okay, and then we have a circle around our stamp. What about toast? Does that have our PT toast at the end? PT? No. What about sculpt? She's going to make a sculpture, so she has to sculpt. Yes, put a box around her. Put a square around her. So let's check it. You should have a box around the volcano for erupt, a circle around the stamp, a box around the girl who is going to sculpt, and then a circle around the boy who is going to stomp. All right, let's go down to number two. Let's read that word. It says camp. Camp. Will you circle the trace the circle around the MP? That's our ending blend. Okay, scoot over. I see CA. We need to write MP, camp. And then scoot over. We're going to write the whole word. C, A, A. And what's our ending blend? Camp. MP, camp. Check it. You should have CAMP. All right, let's try number three. Let's read it. Kept. Kept. Trace the circle around the PT. That's our ending blend in this word. And then we have our scoot over. We have our KE. We need PT. Kept. Scoot over. We're going to write the whole word. K-E-P-T. PT. Let's check it. You should have a KEPT. Let's try number four. What is that picture of next to number four? Lamp. Let's write it. O-L-A-A. And then what's our ending? Lamp. Is it MP or PT? MP. Let's check it. You should have LAMP. Lamp. Okay, scoot over to number five. Uh-oh, she wept. How sad. Wept. Let's spell it. W-w-w. W-E-E. And then what's our ending sound for wept? What are the last two letters? M-P or P-T? Wept. P-T. Let's check it. You should have W-E-P-T. We did it. Boys and girls, you're amazing. You rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.